We'll flip over to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. Glad you're here tonight. I know we've got some visitors tonight, part of the chorus. In just a minute here, the chorus is going to come up and sing from Mobile Christian. Really glad you guys are here. Excited to hear you sing tonight. And then afterwards, we're going to have a fellowship meal together in the multipurpose building. And so hope that you'll stick around and stay for that. Should have some good food and fellowship time together tonight. In Psalm 145, David writes this psalm, and I want to actually look at a few different psalms for just a moment tonight, as I want to focus on praise and worship and singing. Psalm 145, David writes this, and David, as we know, is titled A Man After God's Own Heart. And here's what he says: I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. And then in verse 21, David writes, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. David here can praise God like he does because David throughout his life has experienced God in a special way. If you look at the middle part that I skipped over, let's go back to that for a second. Here's what David says. And part of where this comes from is his life experience, his relationship with God. He says in verse 8, the Lord is gracious and compassionate. David has experienced the compassion of the Lord, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. And then again he says, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. David could say these words because he had experienced the rich love and the compassion and the grace that God provided to him. At times when he experienced victory and triumph, and other times where he had totally messed up and missed the mark, David had had these experiences with God. And so he was able to praise God the way that he did. And see, when we read something like this, I think we can see that David has this deep and rich and genuine love for God. And it comes from his experiences, I believe, with God. He's very aware of how God is working in his life. And so the question might come, well, why should we worship God? Why should we praise God? And the answer is because God is worthy of our praise and worship. There's other times where David writes about some of the experiences. And so just very quickly, in Psalm chapter 9, we read of one of these experiences. In Psalm 9, David, you look at the heading at the top there, David writes this after this huge victory. He defeats the giant Goliath. And here's what he says, just a couple verses here. He says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all of your wonders. Here, David had done this amazing thing, but he also recognizes it is God who has done this. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. He is seeing this happen as they've defeated the Philistines. Then verse 7, the Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. Verse 9, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. So here's a time he's experienced victory. He's at the top of the mountain. He's feeling awesome, David is. And what does he do? How does he respond? He praises God. And if you look over another verse, Psalm 57, go there. Here's a time where it's kind of the opposite. He'd been at the top, defeated Goliath. People are, you know, chanting his name and making up songs about him. And in Psalm 57, David's in a low spot. He's hiding out in a cave as King Saul is trying to kill him. But notice the way that David praises God even in the midst of the suffering. Verse 1, he says, "Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster is past. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me." David can recognize that God is with him even as he's hiding out in a dark cave in fear of his life. And then one more place in Psalm 51. It's a pretty famous psalm as David has recognized from the prophet Nathan coming to him, he's recognized one of his greatest failures. He has had an affair with Bathsheba, which has led to him murdering Bathsheba's husband. And he recognizes through what the prophet has told him his huge sin and mistake that he has made. This is a very low point for David. And here's what he writes in Psalm 51, verse 1. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me." And then verse 10. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." David, throughout his life, whether it is at the awesome moments where he defeats a giant, his response is to praise God. David, throughout his life, whether it's at the low moments where he is in fear of his life, he is suffering, he praises God. David, at the moments where he reflects on what he's done and he sees that he has so much sin in his life, do you know what he does? He praises God. His response to anything that comes across in his life is to praise and worship God. And I think that's how we should respond. Whether it's the great moments, the bad moments, the moments where we recognize sin, or maybe just the moments where it's our everyday, day-to-day life and we kind of lose sight of God working in our lives, we need to recognize that God is working. And our response should be to praise him. Tonight, maybe you are here and you recognize some sin in your life that needs to change. We want to give you an opportunity to respond and have the congregation pray for you. Maybe you recognize that God is working in your life and you need to know him for the very first time and have your sins washed away and come to know Jesus and have faith in him and have your sins forgiven. We want to give you an opportunity to do that as well. Whatever you need tonight, you need to respond, you can do that, but let's all respond as we stand together and sing praise to God. Let's stand and sing.